Zev, right? Zev. Zev Stebbins, right? What's your name? Rony what?
Jordan.
Jordan. Come on in, Jordan. Welcome. Okay, so we're trying to read the conclusions of the Rambam. The Rambam has 14 sections in Mishneh Torah. And in each section, well, it's back, welcome back to Le Melech. In each section, he concludes that section with a little Dvar Musar, which he draws naturally and organically from that section. So these are fascinating editorials of the Rambam. So you want to learn the Rambam's Musar Sefer. He didn't write a Musar Sefer, but you can collect, maybe one day someone will write a Sefer of all the 14 conclusions to the 14 sections. So we're now at the fifth section. Yesterday we discussed Seder Nashim. After Seder Nashim comes Seder Kedusha. Seder Kedusha has three components to it. Number one, sexual relations. Actually, let's start from the beginning. Sirei Bia is sexual relations. What's Mutar, what's Azar. Second section is Machalas Asuros, which foods can be eaten. And the third section is Hilcha Shchita, how you perform the ritual of Shchita in order to be Matir food. Now, the end of Hilcha Shchita, which is Perek Yud Dalid, concludes with Hilchas Kisei Adam. Certain types of animals, depending where you shech them, you have to cover the blood. So the Rambam dedicates the 14th parak, 15 halachos, to describing the ins and outs of Kisei Adam. And now is his conclusion. When you cover the blood, the Rambam says, it's based on the Gemara in Chulin, you shouldn't cover your blood with the blood of the animal with your feet or with something which is inelegant or no way showing respect to the mitzvah. Elabiyado, you should use your hand and carefully cover the blood for Kisei Adam. Kedei shelo yinhog minag bizayon b'mitzvos v'yiyu bezuyos alav. This is the famous halacha of bizuy mitzvos, that when you're performing a mitzvah, normally items of a mitzvah have no kedusha. Tefillin has kedusha, so when tefillin get ruined, they have to be buried, they carefully dealt with. A lulav has no kedusha. When you finish with a lulav, you can throw it in the garbage. We're in Norway, some people have a minute to burn it with the chametz, but essentially there's no kedusha to a lulav. A shofar has no kedusha. When you finish with a shofar, you can use it for a straw, if you want to have a very fancy straw. However, during the Shas HaMitzvah, you shouldn't reroute the mitzvah for any other purpose. That's called Bizui Mitzvah. So on Sukkot itself, you have to be careful with the lulav, because by using the lulav for a broom, it'll be Bizui Mitzvah. By using a shofar for a straw in Rosh Hashanah, it'll be Bizui Mitzvah. So there's a general, so the Gemara says in Shabbos, you're not allowed to use the Ner Chanukah, Aser Laretzis Mosneg Ner Chanukah, because of Bizui Mitzvah, which is the source for a Shamish. So there's no Kedusha, maybe Ner Chanukah is different, but Pashtus, there's no Kedusha to anything outside of Tefillin, Sefer Torah, and Mezuzah. But these aspects are governed by Bizui Mitzvah. And the one case the Gemara describes as the paradigm of Bizui Mitzvah is Kisei Adam, which is very odd. And the answer is because that's a mitzvah you're most likely to be worried about Bizui Mitzvah. There's no ritual element to it. It's not associated with a Yom Tov. It's not a shofar. There's no iconic historical meaning to it. It's just blood and dirt. And you think, blood and dirt, what difference? A Mela shofar has some historical resonance. It's the shofar of Yitzchak. The lulav has some deeper symbolism. It's just blood of an animal and dirt. Who cares whether I use my foot or I use my hand or I use a broom or I just pour from some barrel? Why should the halacha of Bizui Mitzvahs apply to Kisei Adam of all mitzvahs? So here's the Rambam's commentary. Listen to the Rambam. She'ein ha-kavod li'atzman shel mitzvahs. You're not showing respect for the mitzvah per se, then you may have a good point. I'm showing respect for dirt, I'm showing respect for blood. She'ein ha-kavo li'atzman shol mitzvos. Ela lemi she'tziva b'hem baruch hu. A mitzvah is an interface with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A mitzvah is not a burden, it's an opportunity. It's an interaction with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the attitude you bring to the mitzvah is reflective of how deeply you feel that interface. And the behavior, symbolically, during the time of the mitzvah, is representative whether you feel you're standing in front of a Kaddish Baruch when a mitzvah is an opportunity to create that encounter, or you just feel like you're dispensing with the task and you just want to get on with the task. So here the Rambam provides the reason for Bizui Mitzvahs. The reason for Bizui Mitzvahs, the Isser of Bizui Mitzvahs, is not because of some inherent iconic value to a shofar or to a lulav. The reason that Bizui Mitzvahs is such a sensitive issue is because it trains us to see a mitzvah as an interaction with a Kaddish Baruch. And if you perform the mitzvah elegantly in class, with class and with care and sensitivity, then you demonstrate that you recognize Hashem's presence. If you just dispense it trivial and casually, without any care to the actual form of the performance, then you're almost devaluing or trivializing the moment with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the first part of the Rambam's editorial. A general gloss on why Bizui Mitzvah is such an important factor, because a mitzvah, Bizui Mitzvah is just reflective of the attitude that mitzvahs aren't tasks or activities, but their interactions with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and the care you show will demonstrate the level of sensitivity and awareness that you're interacting with the Kodesh Baruch Hu and fulfilling his will. Now the Rambam editorializes beyond Bizur Mitzvos. It's an editorialization that has to do with Kedusha. As I said before, the section of Kedusha contains two different aspects, the way we eat and the way we conduct our marriages. And it's called Kedusha because the word Kedusha means separate. Kedusha doesn't mean holy. Hashem's not holy. Hashem is different. He's transcendent. He's beyond. He can't be described in physical terms. And we want to try to be a little bit distant from this world. We want to be kadosh like Hashem. So we eat, but we don't eat everything. We have interactions maritally, but they're not wanton and unrestrained. There's an abstinence and a temperance that creates a little bit of distance between ourselves and this world. And that's why these two sections are contained within the section called Kedusha. Now, these are obviously parts of halacha that help us maintain a life of dignity, maintain a life of restraint, maintain a life of nobility. People who just eat endlessly, people who are involved in sexual addictions, we heard last week someone came to speak to us about those dangers, their lives are awry, their lives are imbalanced, their lives are, you know, when I see an addict, I have rachmanis, his life is completely rerouted, completely disfigured. So these make sense to us, that these are Kadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvos that are not just a chok, that they are completely illogical. Even in any normal society, you'd have sexual laws, and to a degree, laws of how you maintain a healthy diet. Even today's world, people are trying to find the elixir, the secret to a healthy diet. So the Rambam editorializes. The reason that we want to thank Hashem for mitzvos in general, and these mitzvos in particular, because these mitzvos are hatzilenu milamash mesh b'choshech. These mitzvos have saved us from groping around in the dark, the darkness of life without guidance, without a key. The arachosam, and these mitzvos have been provided. Now the Rambam is going to quote the pasuk in Mishlei. Ner, he's going to paraphrase. I'll read the pasuk first. Ner l'ragli d'varech aviyar l'nsivasi. It's a famous pasuk in Mishlei, that your mitzvos are a light for my feet and a illumination for my path. Ner l'ragli d'varech aviyar l'nsivasi. Here's the Rambam's comment on that pasuk. Ner liyasher hamaisim v'or l'haras l'nsivasi yosher. So part two of this Rambam is that he's concluding, say, for Kedusha and mitzvos in general, in particular mitzvos of Kedusha, are seen as a guide for us in this world, a way to maintain a noble, dignified, restrained, balanced lifestyle rather than the wanton, licentious, unrestrained, hedonistic form that seems very attractive but ultimately can sabotage a normal lifestyle. So that's the second part. He quotes a pasuk in Mishlei, Dafka, in the end of Hilchos Kedusha. Now, there's a little bit of a commentary on the pasuk in Mishlei. This is the third part of this Rambam, but it depends upon the Girsa. I'm reading the Girsa we have in this Rambam, maybe other Girsas. The Rambam splits the pasuk in Mishlei into two. Ner liyasher hamaisin, v'or laharos nesivas ayosher. Remember, the pasuk in Mishlei has two parts to it. Ner l'ragli divarecha, v'or l'nesivasi. Regel and nesivas. Ner l'ragli divarecha, your mitzvahs are a light for my path, v'or l'nesivasi. The Rambam feels that they're not just redundant, regel and nesivos. Nesivos means a path, but that the mitzvos govern two things, action and attitude. Ner liyasher hamaisin, are your actions noble and dignified and restrained and balanced? Second of all, your thoughts. Are your thoughts healthy and pure and focused and spiritual? So the Rambam says mitzvos are ner liyasher hamaisin, actions, v'or laharos nesivos ayosha, and an illumination to teach you the paths of being a right person, a balanced person. Yosha means balanced, restrained, dignified, rather than imbalanced and addicted or subjected to all sorts of whims and impulses. So these are the three aspects that Rambam describes. Number one, he describes Bizur Mitzvah not as showing respect to the object of a mitzvah. The shofar doesn't get any respect. The shofar is just a horn of a ram. The lulav is just a branch of a tree. I'm not respecting these mitzvos. I'm respecting a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and I'm framing mitzvah performance not as an onerous task, but as an interaction with a Kodesh Baruch Hu by the attitude I bring to a mitzvah and the respect and honor I show towards an object of the mitzvah, at least during the time of the mitzvah. Number two, he uses this as a segue. The reason I want to respect or celebrate mitzvahs of a Kodesh Baruch Hu is because I value mitzvahs as a guide for life, in particular these mitzvahs in Sefer Kedusha, mitzvahs that govern our eating habits and our sexual habits. Number three, the Rambam feels that they guide us not just in the actions we take, but also in the emotions we feel, the investments we place existentially. So he said, as we spoke about last week, it's not just a question of the actions, it's also a question of where your heart is, where your mind is, what your thoughts are, what you spend your time thinking about and obsessing about. So the Rambam interprets the Pasuk in Mishlei that these mitzvahs provide a guidepost for our activities, as well as an or, laharos nesivos hayosher, the ways we should mentally travel, not just physically with our legs, our regel, but nesivos hayosher, the way our minds and our hearts are occupied. Mitzvahs provide that blueprint. Okay, so this is the Rambam's conclusion to Sefer Kedusha. Mirat Hashem, tomorrow we'll see how the Rambam concludes Sefer Hafla. How would the Rambam draw Musar from Maseches Nedarim, Maseches Shavuos, Maseches Erech? How would the Rambam, what does that teach us? What does the world of Nedarim teach us about life beyond Nedarim? It's really the Rambam's goal. What do these sections teach us about our experience beyond just the halachos, beyond just Mitzvahs Kisui Adam? How can we see Kisui Adam as a metaphor for something larger about life in Mitzvahs? Welcome, everyone. Welcome. I forgot Eitan's grandfather's name is?
Mark.
We're honored to have you here, Mark. Mark is...
pleasure. It's my honor to be here.
Really, really. Thank you for coming for Shabbos, really.
Thank you very much.
Welcome. Yeah.